Welcome to the My Shamanic Life podcast, your exploration of the intersection of yoga, shamanic reiki, and wildlife conservation. I'm your host, Debbie Philp, and I'm here to share the practices that keep me grounded, connected, and real as a yoga teacher, a shamanic reiki practitioner and teacher, a mentor, and a wildlife rehabilitator and advocate. It's time for you to unveil your unique gifts to the world and step forward as an inspirational leader and change maker in service to your circle, your community, and our earth. Welcome to your extraordinary life. You'll find past episodes on myshamaniclife.com and a link to Patreon. Sponsor this podcast on Patreon and support the rescue, rehabilitation, and release of injured wild turtles by contributing needed supplies and equipment. Visit dancingturtlewildlife.com to learn more about wildlife rehabilitation and the turtle bus. You can unroll your yoga mat and join me for a short practice in a few minutes. But meanwhile, wherever you're listening, notice how the earth is holding you. Be aware of what touches the ground, the floor, your chair, or whatever is supporting you. Sink a little deeper into that support and feel your energetic roots sink down into the earth, anchoring you in so you're nourished and nurtured by earth energy. You are here. The time is now. I continue to pull a card from the Wild Unknown Animal Spirit deck by Kim Kranz every morning in the Shamanic Flow Circle group on Facebook. You are very welcome to join us in the group. The link is in the show notes. And this morning, I was kind of setting a little bit of an intention for the podcast before the card came out, because I've been dealing with some mouth pain that I thought was a dental problem. It turns out to be a stress problem. I clenched and ground my teeth so much over the last week that I triggered a nerve reaction and some very sore muscles. And everything in there is very sensitive right now. And as I was sitting in meditation this morning, in a great deal of pain after I triggered it having breakfast, I wondered about the pain and how to sit with it, how to accept it, how to be that person who is so at ease in her body and in the world that she can sit with pain and not suffer. If that is success in life, I failed horribly this morning. But I watched the pain, and after finally a trip to the dentist to confirm that it was not, in fact, a big dental problem, it was a little easier to watch the pain, at least knowing what the underlying physical cause was. But that doesn't tell me anything about what's going on in my mental and emotional bodies. So I sat with the pain. Where is this tension coming from? What is the stressor that suddenly got me grinding my teeth so bad that I set this off when I hadn't done that in a number of years? It took me by surprise. And it could be any number of things. Of course, we're in the middle of a global pandemic. In the United States, we're seeing the Black Lives Matter protests that are triggering for many of us. What they trigger is different for all of us, but it's calling up some of our underlying beliefs to be looked at. So even those of us who consider ourselves a little more aware and awake can be struggling with our own pasts, our own deeply held beliefs. So that's going on. We're in the middle of a climate crisis. Siberia is melting. And personally, my yoga studio business is slowly failing because we have not yet been able to open. And it's going to be very hard to safely do so. Other than that, what do I have to be stressed about? I have a lot of animals in care. I'm up to 9 turtles, a mother opossum with 4 babies, 3 squirrels out in the outdoor cage, almost ready to be released, one of whom had some medical issues, so their release was delayed. I have a pigeon with a sore shoulder. And as of a couple days ago, a baby mouse who is doing better than I expected. I have not had good luck with mice. They're very sensitive to food, warmth, stimulus. This one seems to be hanging on. So lots going on. One of my turtles is a spotted turtle, which is endangered in some states in the country. In mine, New York, it is a vulnerable species considered of special concern by our Department of Environmental Conservation. That puts a little extra pressure on to make sure that she stays well. So far, so good. So with all of this, when the pain started, it did not occur to me to dig deeper and to notice what was happening in my body in response to what was happening to my mental and emotional body. My emotions have been all over the place. Sometimes okay, sometimes down, moments of joy. My thoughts are all over the place. I've been having a very hard time focusing because there's a lot of uncertainty. It's hard to make plans for something that you're not sure how it's going to pan out, that I have no control over. I am a Virgo sun sign. Being out of control does not work well for me. And the reason that I wanted to talk about this before I told you what card came up is that my intention was to talk about how we are managing stress and what is happening in our world and how we need to pay attention to the pain and let the pain be a teacher to guide us. And the card that I pulled from the Wild Unknown Animal Spirit deck was Fox. When I first looked at Fox, I thought, what is this card doing? This doesn't match my intention. What's it here to show me? How does it work with what I wanted to say? Because I think of foxes as being clever and sly, sneaky. Then I looked at what Kim Kranz brought through for Fox in this deck. And she says that the fox is an enchanting creature with lots of mystery, but smart, dedicated to relationships, and a very wise teacher. And I said, aha, Fox is like the pain. Fox is here to remind me to let the pain be a teacher and to learn to adapt, to find clever solutions, to be a little bit playful, and to honor my family. Fox are excellent parents. When we practice yoga, a lot of times an instructor will say to pay attention to what's happening in your body and to avoid pain. So we back off from those painful positions. We ease out a little bit. But does that awareness on the yoga mat invite a deeper exploration? What's happening there? What's happening at the energetic level? And maybe the pain is just physical. And I always tell my yoga teacher trainees when we're studying things like the chakra system that sometimes physical pain is caused by physical things. However, those physical traumas can reverberate into the energetic field and vice versa. And sometimes that deep mental analysis doesn't get us where we need to go. Sometimes we need to feel it. We need to sit at the edge of that pain, not suffering, not straining, not causing physical harm, but experiencing and letting it talk, letting it teach. So we're going to move into a short yoga practice, and the invitation is to practice being aware, hanging at your edge. We're going to hold poses for a little bit and just feel. So where is that place where you can sit in the pose. And notice that if you go deeper, it's going to start to strain. And what does that edge have to teach you? What is it saying? And opening awareness to the thoughts, the emotions, and those little energetic, intuitive hits that come when you're hanging there. So if you're practicing with me and you've unrolled your mat, go ahead and get on your mat. And we're going to begin practice standing about in the middle of the mat. Separate your feet so that they're shoulder to mat width apart. Give yourself a nice solid base. And then bend your knees slightly. Hinge at your hips and lower your upper body forward so that you're hanging down over your thighs, head falling toward the floor. If you are comfortable removing your hands from the floor, bend your elbows, take a hold of the opposite elbows, and drop your arms around your head so that your arms are making a picture frame for your face. Let your arms, your head, your shoulders all feel very, very heavy. Keep the knees a little bit bent and gently ease your tailbone toward the sky, just micro movements until you feel your upper body, draw your low back out of your hips just a little bit more. If there's strain, if it feels like you're passing your edge, back yourself up until you're sitting just inside of it. Press your feet into the floor. Angle your tailbone to the sky. Now start to bring attention to your breath. Hanging here upside down, what does it feel like to begin to deepen your breath? Allow the breath to start to move into your abdomen, your low back. And open up to an awareness of what's happening in both the physical body and the energetic body. The emotional body. If your practice is fox, what is it teaching you? As you hang here without any judgment, you don't even need to analyze. Just notice, open up, and hear what your body is saying. Now release your arms so that they're hanging loose from your shoulders. Keep the arms hanging loose and your head falling forward. And on your next breath in, press your feet down into the floor. Tuck your tailbone and one vertebra at a time, very slowly begin to roll up, stacking from the bottom up. Keep your arms heavy, shoulders forward, chin forward. And then finally, bring the shoulders up and back over the hips, and then lift your chin to bring your ears over your shoulders. Standing. Legs wide. Feet firmly planted on the floor. Shoulders, ears, hips, all in one line. Let your arms hang by your sides. Keep the arms loose and gently turn your upper body a little bit in one direction and then a little bit in the other, and go side to side so that the arms swing like empty coat sleeves. Let your head follow the movement of your shoulders and chest, so there's no strain in your neck. Feel that movement around the middle of your back, very gently releasing. Your arms might start to slap against your sides. Just allow that. Allow that. Everything open up. And then we're going to let that swinging stop organically. Slow down the movement of the upper body. And then let the arms lose their momentum until they are still again. Even though the physical movement stops, notice the resonation of that movement in your body. Now step your feet in so that they're about hip width apart. On your next breath in, open your arms out and up. Reach them up to the sky. Hands shoulder width apart, palms facing each other, extend. Lift your ribs. Press your feet down into the floor, angle your tailbone down, lift up through the crown of your head, feel your side body. Now bend your elbows, bring your hands to opposite elbows. So you're again framing your face. And with that lift still happening, as you take your next exhale, take a little bend over to your right. Use your right hand to guide your left elbow up and over. Opening up the left side, keep weight in your left foot. Heart open, body all in one plane. And take an inhale, come slowly back up. And with an exhale, take a little bend over to your left. Use your left hand to guide the right elbow up and over. Breathe into that. As you take your next breath in, come slowly back up, reach up. And exhale, release your arms all the way down. Relax your shoulders. Now move your right foot forward a little bit. Step your left foot back. Turn your left toes out to about a 45-degree angle. Press down into the outside edge of your left foot so your left pinky toe is cutting down into the floor. And keeping that held down, gently draw the left hip forward to square the hips to the front. Now bend your right knee until your knee stacks over your heel. If your knee goes out in front of your toes, step your right foot forward a little bit more. Stack the knee. The longer you get in your stance, the more challenging this pose becomes. Keep pressing both feet down into the floor. Keep the left pinky toe and the outside edge of your left foot reaching down. Drop your tailbone toward the floor slightly. Lift your ribs. And then inhale and bring your arms up over your head, shoulder width apart, palms facing each other. Drop your shoulders down your back, reach up through your crown. Notice if you're tensing in your shoulders, drop them. Keep reaching through your fingers. Arms into line with the ears. Shoulder blades go down the back. Look straight ahead of you at a focal point and listen. Listen to what your body says as you find your edge in Warrior One. Slow, steady breath. Another round of breath, and on your next exhale, release your arms down to your sides. Relax your shoulders. Step your left foot up to meet the right. Stand in mountain pose for a moment and feel that pose leave your body. Because sometimes the teaching in these poses comes in the letting them go. Where do you feel your body decompress? Where do you feel energy move? Did you create soreness? Keep listening. Now moving to the other side, step your right foot back. Turn your toes out to a 45 degree angle. Press the right pinky toe down into the floor. Keep the side of your foot anchored. Draw your hip forward. Gently turn the front of your right thigh towards your left leg. Notice how that helps square the hips. And then keeping all of that engaged, bend your left knee and stack your knee over your heel. Feel the weight even between both feet. Now drop your tailbone. Lift your ribs, drop your shoulders, lift your ears. Next breath in, float your arms up. Turn your palms to face each other, reach through your fingers, drop your shoulders. And notice what happens with this pose. Sometimes, we get tension in surprising places, but we have to listen to notice them. And without needing to know why, just listen to those places where it feels like you're playing at your edge. Take another breath. As you exhale, release your arms down. Step your right foot forward to meet the left. And stand again in mountain, feeling the poses leave your body. Beautiful. Take an inhale, sweep your arms up over your head. Lift, soften your knees, and as you exhale, open your arms out to the side and hinge forward. Bring your hands down to the floor by your feet. Soften your knees, angle your tailbone to the sky, finding that little bit of an edge. Now slide your hands to the fronts of your shins. Press your feet into the floor, lift your tailbone up and back, and lift your heart halfway up so your back is flat and level with the floor. Avoid any strain in your low back by putting a little bend into your knees. We're going to hold here for a bit. Look slightly forward. Find a focal point out on the ground. Ease your shoulder blades towards your hips, your navel towards your spine, your heart forward. Feel into the backs of your thighs. And as you find your edge there, notice what's happening. Take another breath. And on your next exhale, release forward into your fold again. Hands on the floor. Now step your left foot back, far enough that your right knee stays on top of your right heel. Curl your left toes under. Ease back into your heel. And then rolling your shoulders down your back, come up onto your fingertips, lift your heart, sink your hips. Avoid going past your edge by shortening your stance slightly or dropping your back knee to modify. Breathe deeply. Approach your edge a little bit more by moving the front of your left hip towards your right heel, squaring the hips. If your knee is lifted, activate your left thigh by squeezing the front of the thigh into the thigh bone and pushing the thigh bone up into the back of your leg so that your heel starts to reach out toward the ground behind you. Press down into the floor with your right foot. The more you press that foot into the floor, can you feel your hands start to get lighter? They're holding less weight. If so, float your hands onto your right thigh. Keep your tailbone reaching towards your left knee. Scoop your heart forward and up slightly. Drop your shoulders down your back. Stay present to the sensations and messages of your body. Back away from pain. Come just to that last place you can be without experiencing it, so you can play at your edge. If you're comfortable here, float your arms up over your head, hands shoulder width apart. Biceps by your ears, palms facing in, reach through your fingers. Keep your heart lifted and your tailbone reaching towards your left knee. Avoid crunching your low back. Keep breathing. And as you take your next exhale, sweep your hands back down to the floor on either side of your right leg. Place your palms down, shoulder width apart, and step back into downward facing dog. Turn your tailbone to the sky, a fox at play. Press the upper ridge of your palm, right there at the base of your fingers, down into the floor. Ground, push it away as you reach that tailbone up and back. Feel your upper body get long through the sides of your waist, through your ribs. Put a little bend into your elbows and tuck your armpits underneath so the creases of your elbows start to turn up. Feel the lengthening through your shoulders and arms. Head falling between the arms, perhaps looking back through your knees. Now look towards your hands, and as you take your next exhale, step your left foot up between your hands, reaching back with your left hand to help it forward if necessary, so that you end up with your knee right on top of your foot. The right toes curled under. Reach your tailbone towards your right knee. Lift your heart through your arms, melt your shoulders down your back. reach through your crown. Connect with your breath. Activate your right thigh by squeezing the front of the thigh into the thigh bone to move that into the back of the leg. Knees move away from each other slightly. Now press down into your left foot like you're trying to push the floor away from your hands. And when your hands feel light, float them up onto your left thigh. Roll your shoulders down your back, reach up through your crown. Keep reaching your tailbone towards your right knee. If you're feeling steady here, float your arms up. Biceps to your ears, palms facing each other, drop your shoulders, reach. Slow breath. Noticing, opening up to hear your body. Take another big breath in, exhale, reach down. Plant your hands on either side of your foot. Now step your right foot forward to meet the left. Come back into that fold. Relax down over your thighs. Let your arms hang loose from your shoulders. Tuck your tailbone. And as you take your next inhale, push the floor away with your feet as you slowly roll up one vertebra at a time, stacking them. Shoulders come up, and then finally the ears over the shoulders, crown of your head reaching. Standing again in mountain pose. How does it feel to let those poses go? So many yoga practices are flow, and I love to flow. But often the flows don't allow us time to check in. They don't allow us to listen. Here, after that sequence of poses, check in and notice. I take another big breath in, sweep your arms out and up. Soften your knees, exhale, hinge, fold forward. Release your upper body over your thighs again. Relax your neck, let the crown of your head fall toward the floor. Arms hanging loose. Now bend your knees deeply enough to place your palms down, shoulder width apart. And walk your feet back into downward facing dog. Feet hip width apart, hands shoulder width apart. Take a breath in and down dog. Lift your heels at the top of that inhale. And as you exhale, bring your shoulders over your wrists. Press your heels back and flatten, dropping your hips into the line between your shoulders and heels. Lift your chin slightly to look ahead about a foot in front of your hands. Now lift your thigh bones into the backs of your legs and gently roll your inner thighs to the sky. still reaching through the heels. Feel your body nice and flat. To modify plank, set your knees down and rest on the tops of your knees, keeping your shoulders over your wrists. Now bring your attention to your arms and shoulders. Without moving your hands, turn the inner creases of your elbows forward towards your fingers. Draw your shoulder blades down and in a little bit. Close the shoulders. When you bend your elbows should scrape the sides of your ribs to modify tops of the knees down. Otherwise, slowly begin to lower your body down, keeping it flat from your shoulders to your hips, elbows into your sides. When your upper arms align with your body, hold there, keep the elbows in, keep gazing forward about a foot. Body still flat, legs still active. Take one more breath in. And then as you exhale, release your whole body down onto the floor. Hands underneath the shoulders. Pause there. Notice how it feels to let the effort of that pose go. Now with your chin or forehead down on the ground, slide your hands forward so that your hands are about shoulder width apart, arms extended in front of you, palms down. Reach back through your toes. Turn your inner thighs up toward the sky until your pinky toenails touch the ground, and then press the tops of your feet down to lighten your knees. Ease your hip points down into the floor. Reach your tailbone back towards your knees. And as you take your next breath in, begin to lift your heart. Bend your elbows and slide your elbows towards your shoulders, ending under your shoulders if that's appropriate for you, otherwise in front of your shoulders. But keep everything in that line of shoulder width. Drop your shoulder blades down your back. Get a little broader across your collarbones. Reach your tailbone towards your heels. The top of your sternum, your breastbone, where that little divot is between the collarbones, lift that towards your chin without lifting your chin. Feel your ears lift from your shoulders. Notice if you're straining. If it feels like you've passed your edge, move the elbows forward a little bit. Find that place where you can just start to play with that sensation of compression or tightness or soreness. Where's the place you can just begin to feel it? That's where it teaches you. Look at the floor between your thumbs. Breathe into that. Drop your thoughts, your analysis, and let your body talk to you. Your physical body, your emotional body, your energetic body. Sometimes we don't hear the teacher because we're simply not listening. Take a few more breaths. And your your next inhale, lift your heart a little bit higher. And as you exhale, slide your arms forward until your chin or forehead returns to the floor. Now slide your arms out to the sides, palms still down on the floor so that your arms are making a letter T with your body. Turn your chin to the right, so you're resting on the left side of your face and looking down towards your right hand. Press your right palm down into the floor. Bend your right knee. Lift the right thigh, the right hip up off the floor. Bring your bent leg across your back and reach your toes towards where your left hand is. You don't have to get there, just a direction to aim. Roll up off of that right hip to start to stack the hips, opening them to the right. Your right shoulder might start to lift, but keep pressing your right palm down. And feel the twist in the middle of your back. Breathe with that. Now gently bring your knee back down. Release your foot to the floor. Relax your body for a moment. Notice what it feels like to come out of that. Lift your head and turn it to the left, sitting down on your right ear, your right cheek, looking out toward the left fingers. Left palm is pressing down into the floor. Bend your left knee. Lift your thigh and hip off the floor and bring that left leg across your back. Reach your toes towards where your right hand is. Keep your knee bent. Roll the left hip up to open the hips to the left. Keep pressing your left hand down to help anchor the left shoulder, even if it lifts a little bit. Breathe into that twist. Now slowly return your left knee to the ground. Release your foot down. Lift your head and turn it back to center so that you're resting on your forehead or your chin. Slide your hands in under your shoulders. Press into the floor with your hands and come up onto your knees. Walk your hands towards your knees, drop your hips to one side of your feet, swing your legs around, roll yourself onto your back. Draw your knees into your chest, give them a hug, rock a little bit from side to side, gently massaging your back with the ground. Now release your arms a little bit away from your sides. Drop your feet to the floor. Keep your knees bent and separate your feet about mat width apart. Then drop both knees to one side. Lift them and drop both knees to the other. And windshield wiper your knees side to side. Feeling that movement as you roll back and forth across the sacrum, relaxing the low back, releasing the hips. Next time your knees go to the right, come off your left hip a little bit. Allow the knees to go closer to the floor. Keep your left shoulder down. Turn your head to the left just for a few breaths. Noticing, listening. As you take your next breath in, lift your knees. Go back to your windshield wiper movements. And the next time you take your knees to your left, roll off your right hip, Drop the knees a little closer to the floor. Keep relaxing your right shoulder down. Turn your head to the right. Breathe into that. And take an inhale. Come slowly back up. Slide your feet out, flatten your legs down onto the floor, still about mat width apart. Relax your hips, allow your legs to relax, splay your feet open. Relax your shoulders and arms and turn your palms to the sky. Align your head and neck with your upper back. Relax your jaw. Close your eyes. And listen. As I leave you here to spend as much time as you desire in final relaxation, my invitation to you is to listen. To let go of the thoughts. To let go of the analysis. Listen to your body, physical, energetic, emotional. Watch what comes up. What was your practice teaching you today? Honoring the divine light that shines in all beings, that connects us and makes us one. Namaste.